In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Let's go around the NFL in the loop style.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
Brought to you by Quick Assist. Here's John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're going to have this season.
On Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, let's go around the NFL on this Texans victory reaction Monday. John Lopez, Figgy Fig, Reginald Adetula hanging out with you. And I'll begin by kind of going around the AFC South, where, spoiler alert, Texans still atop of that AFC South, first place, and by a good margin now, as the Texans are
2-0. It's over, man. I said it last week.
Win or loss, we were still in that top.
That is true, because everybody else did not handle their business. And
0-for.
Oh, 0-for. That is correct. 0-for-2 for all of those other teams, meaning 0-for-6 for non-Texans AFC South teams. Good job, team. Way to go. One of those games that helped, you know, achieve that result was Titans-Jets, where the Titans fall 24-17 in no short order or no small part due to Will Levis having a little bit of what I like to call the bozo gene in there. He had another one of those head-scratching, blood-boiling turnovers that I like to that is likely or likened in my mind to Josh Allen at times when he gets to the lizard brain situations. And so Brian Callahan, your guy, your man.
My guy.
Your man's.
Yeah.
Brian Callahan, the head coach of the Titans. He got a little upset, a little irate, and it got caught on cameras. He was asked about it in his post-game availability. This is what he said.
Did you say to Will on the fumble? I know you looked very upset on the sideline.
I think the camera caught it pretty clear. If I had to guess. So, I was upset. It was dumb. It was the same exact thing he did last week, and he cost us points in the red zone. And that is what it is. He's a grown-up, and he knows better. And so, you know, I was really irritated that he cost us 3 points in a game that we probably needed it.
Thank you. As I put with you guys before the show, and he just said it, Will Levis is dumb. Will Levis is dumb. As quarterbacks go, he's dumb. And let's keep this in mind, too. Just put a pin in this. Brian Callahan didn't draft Will Levis.
No, he did not.
There's no guarantee that Will Levis is going to be the guy, like, all year long.
Of course not.
There's no guarantee.
I mean, hell,
he has no investment in him.
I've already seen publications like, should they go to Mason Rudolph? And I was like, I've seen that movie. Is that really how you feel?
But still, there's no guarantee. He might have
this was his only year to see if they had anything in them.
Well, and the other thing, Reggie, is the Titans defense.
Caring.
They have a great defense.
Caring,
yeah. Number one in the NFL after 2 weeks. So if Mason Rudolph is a guy that won't make that mistake, it's in play, and I think it's in play this week.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely, you're not wrong in that regard. Well, the thing that I loved about this, obviously, you can talk about the Will Levis of this all, and he does have great potential, because there was instances where you scored because of his ability to be mobile and those types of things. But no, the up and down of it is tough, and you're right. For a coach, sometimes I'd much rather have predictable than I would dynamic.
Yes.
Especially when you have a defense like that. But the thing I loved about it was the coach itself, right? That was the complete opposite of coach speak. He was like, I mean, y'all already saw it, so no need to talk around this. Yeah, man, I was mad because I was dumb. Like, he cost
they
points.
They brung up last week.
I am a human being. Right? Like, he was piling it on, which, does lead me to believe that either Brian Callahan is going to shake the table when it comes to coaches talking, or he's just really sick of that guy.
But that's a benchable thing. Two games in a row like that?
Yeah, that's a bad look, especially for a head coach, because remember Bill Belichick was just talking about
torching
that. You could tell that was a like a quarterback play no coach ever want to see.
Right, right.
So there you go. That's one of the losses that happened in the AFC South. Let's go to another one where the Cleveland Browns got a victory this week at the expense of the Jacksonville Jaguars. 18-13 was the score, and the touchdown that the Browns were able to come up with was the quarterback, but he was running because it felt like what they had to do was just say, let's utilize the legs a little bit in order to make this go in a better way. Trevor Lawrence, I guess, mm-hmm. spoke to the media. What caught you here?
Well, let's listen to what Trevor Lawrence had to say about themselves.
Trevor, how stunned are you by the offensive performance in the last six quarters?
Yeah, I mean, we suck right now, so pretty shocked. You know, obviously, we had a great offseason, great training camp, and we got to figure it out.
We suck right now. There's your AFC South, two-thirds of the rest
hey,
of that.
Yeah.
It's dumb, and we suck.
Well, they look bad, too, man.
Yeah, very bad. And to that end, right, going further, Doug Peterson, who is the coach of the Jags mm-hmm. for the time being, said, the Jags have a lot of talent on this team, to which his running back, ETN, actually had a response to. Fig, you want to give me that?
Most definitely, but as you see, talent doesn't win games in this league. You can be talented however you want. It's all about execution. And you don't have to be talented to execute. And that's what we have to focus on. Just the execution and just, like I say, matriculating the ball downfield. Let's not try and get that 30-yard play every damn time. You know, just get that 5 yards, get that 3 yards. Just move the chains. Keep moving the chains. Kind of wear the defense down. Like I want to say the first quarter, we probably had 9 plays. You see the Browns, they
right, matriculated. That's good. That's good. You get the point.
It's coaching.
It sounds like well, the coach should have been saying that.
It's coaching.
Yeah, the running back is talking about, hey, man, talent's all cool. We got to execute.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't have to get the 30-yard plays. We got to get five.
Yeah, when he said that, I was like, who is he talking to? Yeah. Is he talking to the coaches? Is he talking to the player? Like, who is he talking
Doug
about?
Doug Peterson should be saying that.
Yeah, no, and I think it is coaching.
Yeah.
I mean, how many times do you hear this team here in Houston and other teams that are successful, you know, saying things along those lines? Hey, you can't get it all at once all the time. Take what you can get.
So, yeah, I was like, I don't know if he was talking to his quarterback or his play caller. But either way, doesn't sound like things are going as swimmingly as I'm sure they imagined, especially after the last season that was very disappointing for them. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't let that happen to me, though. So congratulations to the Jags and elsewhere around the AFC South. Another game that happened wasn't with the Packers
and
taking
Colts.
On the Colts.
Yeah.
Where that game was just a mess.
It was a mess.
Right.
Like in more ways than one.
Our priors on the Colts. Looking very different now as the Colts, by far and away, I mean, in through 2 weeks, and of course we have the one more game pending with Monday Night Football, but through 2 weeks, the Colts are giving you a terrible, terrible showing. I think they have the worst rush defense by yards, by 40 yards a game almost.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that... If you want to know why I have a little trepidation about if the run game is actually a thing, is you stacked up a whole bunch of yards against a team that looks like they might just be giving them away.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, thankfully for them, that wasn't the most disgusting thing in that game. Because, yes, disgusting, giving up a whole bunch of yards. Also disgusting, what the Packers center did to the football before one of these plays. Let Coach Matt LaFleur tell you about it.
Yeah, I asked Malik why he didn't throw the ball on that third down, and he told me that Josh threw up on the ball. I was like, that's the first time I've ever heard that. Matter of fact, the official came over to me, Sean came over to me and said, you know, we saw your center throwing up on the ball. Do you want us to take him out next time? I said, absolutely. Please do that because, I mean, you're talking about a critical situation and it's third down and I've never had a throw with vomit on a football. So I don't know. I don't think Malik probably didn't appreciate.
In life, some days are good. And some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? an easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the Snacktime MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Appreciate that.
How many teams are going to be working on this in the offseason? Hey, can somebody vomit on that ball just in case?
I don't think you need to work on it. I think the working on it is conditioning, making sure that center does not feel like he needs to give up his lunch at any point during the game. I feel like that's probably the thing.
You know what? Not throwing the vomit ball was probably the best thing. I guarantee you it was slippery than ice or snow or rain. You got breakfast all over it?
Yeah. So, I mean, is
just
that
tuck it and run, baby?
Is that not worth calling the timeout though? At that point,
oh, for sure.
Like,
but it was like so fast. He went like bleep, and then snapped the ball. It was like so fast that it happened.
Also, a reminder: those linemen, they're different. He was just like throw up, go back to work.
It was like literally bleep, and then just snapped
exactly.
It.
Hey man, we got to get this play going.
That should have been a false start. Wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly. You definitely moved. I saw that.
I'd just like to be the defensive tackle. Go get right in the middle of
let
all
me
that.
Move around that vomit.
Yeah. I feel like if vomit is going to mess you up like that, then you're probably not built to be a defensive tackle.
Well,
right?
This is true.
Just a little.
Some of them guys be peeing on themselves.
Yeah. Oh, I've seen started, that. Man. Yeah.
Yes.
Bigger question, and I know you and I are on different sides on this. This is why I can't trust Anthony Richardson, man. Just can't. You talked about it earlier. I love dynamic.
Yeah.
But come on, man. I mean, he just misses guys. What do you have, three interceptions?
During the course of this game?
I think he had three interceptions.
Yeah, that's not,
I mean,
not what you want.
I can't trust him.
No, and you're absolutely right. Like, and this is the thing, is like these down games are there. Yep, 204, one touchdown, three interceptions for Anthony Richardson. Yeah, he has to make it. You have to find a midline a little bit sooner, and that's tough. But funny enough, during the course of that game for the Colts, Anthony Richardson absolutely up and down and really a lot more down than up. But it feels like Shane Steichen, that's the guy that I put a lot of trust in with that Colts team and the reason why I think that they'll be pretty solid. It seems like he kind of has moved away from some of the things that they did really well last year. And that's not a thing you want, right? Like, because they simplified that offense or made decisions easy on the quarterback.
Yeah.
Feels like that's what you need to be doing for Anthony Richardson at this point. So, but, no, I mean, absolutely. Please don't, right? Go continue to go 0-2 and maybe even 0-1 further, right? 0-3, 0-4, keep going. Let's see how far you could take that as the Texans atop the AFC South. Some other things around the NFL. The Chiefs going to be without their starting running back for at least a little while, as Isaiah Pacheco is expected to land on the IR after he suffered a fibula injury during the course of their game versus the Bengals.
And depending on how serious, and there are reports that it's relatively serious, he might be done. But even at that, if he comes back, it's going to be hard to expect him to be what he showed in week one and some of the things they're expecting from him. So that's a big hit. That's a big, big hit for the Chiefs.
Yeah, Chiefs were able to get a victory over the Bengals 26-25.
Thank you, refs. Come on, man. That doesn't get called 80% of the time. That pass, if you didn't see it, both of them going up. He was behind the guy.
Yeah.
There's no question he was behind the guy, but they both had hands on the ball. The ball hits the ground, and then the referee on the back goes, oh, I better throw a flag now. Come on, man.
Well, I do wonder, like, again, this is the aspirations and the place that the Texans are in, right? Now you have to do this thing where you're comparing them to the top of the league.
Mm-hmm.
An injury, you never wish that, but if the Isaiah Pacheco is out, he gave them a lot of dynamic big time, play, man. Especially with his speed, as they've developed a really speedy element all the way around. What does that do for the Texans in comparison to the Chiefs, one of those teams that you're looking at them comparatively up there with?
Yeah, no question. And but it's still going to be a big hit for them. I feel like, you know, as great as the like when the Texans face the Chiefs, I could easily see this being a game similar to last night, a game similar to the way the Chiefs played yesterday, where Travis Kelce didn't have three catches for the first time in what, years, right? I forget the exact number. But, you know, where it just gets kind of ugly and gritty and two good defenses. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how the Texans and Chiefs face off down the road.
So, apparently, when it came to Ja'Marr Chase in that game, he was penalized in, you know, the play that, you know, kind of sputtered the drive for the Bengals for supposedly abusive language towards the ref. Referee Alex Kemp said that Chase was upset at what he believed was a hip drop tackle. There it is. We'll talk about that even more as Joe Mixon decided to get active on Twitter to voice his concerns about the hip drop. But per the post-game pool report, he said that after Chase was upset about that, then he used abusive language. Quote, it's pretty clear cut. It's just simply abusive language towards a game official. That's all it was. And there was really no interpretation. He said he wasn't going to repeat what was said.
Yeah, so I guess not.
Now it's just a he said situation. But yeah, that's what it takes at this point.
Mm-hmm. I guess not. Look. With that squad, with the hip drop tackle, it's going to be something that the referees are going to hear a lot more of. Joe Mixon's tweet, what did he say? I had it here a second ago, but this is a big thing that we are just going to, we're just starting to hear a lot of criticism on these referees because Mixon could have broken his leg. I mean, apparently it was some sort of sprain, but he could have broken his leg. And it would have been because they didn't call that, or first of all, because the guy did that tackle, but secondly, because they didn't call it.
So this is what Joe Mixon tweeted. The NFL and NFLPA made it a rule and an emphasis for a reason. Time to put your money where your mouth is. That's 11:38 p.m. After the game. And then he follows that up with, when I got up, I asked the ref, where's the flag that was a hip tackle? And his reply was, no, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
And you could see it. I went back and watched the clip of it on the All-22. And, you know, as soon as he hits the ground, you can see him pointing to his hip.
Yeah.
As if to say, that was very clearly a hip tackle.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, when it comes to the rule of the law, right, the letters of the law, you look at it, and that is a hip drop tackle, right? They got he wrapped him up per the rules, and then he, you know,
all his weight
lowered his weight.
Yeah.
And we were kind of, you know, talking about it in the break, the idea of, for the defensive player, you get a dude wrapped up. If you can't suplex him or whatever, and you can't drop, like, you kind of just have to stay there wrapped up. But those are the rules that have been established. Just hold on, buddy, and see if you can get that whistle for forward progress. But that's the rule that's established there, and they're not executing it consistently. And that's one of the things. And I kind of say it in jest in some ways, but obviously there's truth within it. I don't know what a catch is. I don't know what spotting a football on the sideline is.
Like,
there's so much objectivity, or subjectivity rather, in the way that the rules are deployed, that I understand why fans get mad every Sunday at the refs and are like, yo, the refs are messing it up, because there's not consistency within it, which I think is the one thing that people want.
You say that, and I get it, but that could have been on the off-season tape that they sent around the league.
Yeah.
It was that defined. It was that clear. It's hard to know what a catch is.
Yeah, but that's not leading
to... You know what that was.
Yeah.
Like, that was very, very clear.
And the reason why I say it's hard to know what a catch is...
Well, because of how they interpret.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so, in this instance, it feels like now we're in an interpretation spot, even though it shouldn't be, because... By the rules that you establish. We set these rules up, right? By the rules you establish as a league, you're not existing in that place. And so that puts me in a place where I don't know what that means. And usually, and this is what we saw in the Chiefs-Ravens game, right? Usually, at least, you start off, you know, calling it tight, and then if you want to loosen it, you can.
Yeah.
This is a loose interpretation to the point where I think that the rule becomes completely ineffective.
No question. No question at all.
So there you go. That's Around the NFL here in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. And the general takeaway, AFC South, already in the pocket of the Texans. You love to see it. So there you go. For sure. Absolutely. It's in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Lopez, Figgy Fig, myself, Reginald's Attitude. Coming up next, what is happening with the running game? I mentioned that the Colts have been giving up all the rush yards. And after seeing Joe Mixon and this offensive run game not necessarily look as stellar in this one, where are we at with the run game? 713-572-4610. Let's discuss that next.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.